A voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government. A confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin, and more. Now, sit back and enjoy The American Adversaries.
We're going to dish it out, but we do got to take some more of the Rays post-game show. In the meantime, welcome to our show. It is time for the American Adversaries three-hour classic tour as we come to you live right now on 1520 WBZW and AM660TheAnswer.com. And, of course, if you've downloaded the free WORL AM/FM app into your smart device by going to your app store and finding the Answer Orlando app. It's free. Then you could be listening there as well. Wherever you are listening, just sit back and hold on for a while. It'll probably going to be a little while, not terribly long, but a little while before we go back up on the big stick, as they call it around here. That'd be FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, as soon as we do, we'll let you know in case you'd prefer to listen to us there. In the meantime, we still got 3 hours of news to talk about, and got Aubrey Kahn, co-host, and the foundation of the American Adversaries Show, the firm foundation, and he's in the studio, of course. Good to see you, Aubrey, sporting a My Liberty Threads t-shirt.
Yeah, and eating political candy.
We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Pretty clever thing that this particular candy manufacturer is doing, if you ask me. I am Christopher, the philosopher, political mad scientist Hart, and we got Jeff Sinis on the bridge.
How you doing?
All right. Okay, so 407-774-8255 is the number, and before we get real deep into the show, it's that time of year again. No, I'm not talking about the tax thing or anything like that. That was last week. I'm talking about the Shriners Circus. That's right. It is coming to town next weekend down at the Silver Spurs Arena. That's down in your neck of the woods. Do you get any rain down there today, by any way?
No,
by
none today. You know, we were hoping.
Yeah, because it was, I guess there was a little bit south of you, even further south in Kissimmee, that was supposedly
going to get rain.
Right, going to work its way
up
the
state. But it was supposed to be a wet weekend. Yeah.
Didn't happen.
And these are the guys that are talking about global warming.
Yeah.
Bless their darling hearts.
Yeah, I'm telling you what. Or kick their darling butts, one or the other. But to get back to the Shrine Circus, you know, Dr. Ken Vihek, who's in Kansas presently, is a member of the Shriners, and he has once again bestowed us with some tickets to give away. So we're going to give them away this week, and we're going to start tonight, and we're going to do what we did last year, and that is he's given us quite a number of tickets, so we're going to let you tell us how many you want. We're going to trust you to tell us the number that you will actually use, but it is up to you to tell us. Last year, we had a couple of people take a dozen tickets, and that's fine.
That's right.
We presume that they used them. Evidently, they did. And so we're going to do that tonight. And matter of fact, if there's anybody out there right now that wants some Shriner tickets, give us a call, and we'll do it again a little bit later on in the show. We'll remind you a little bit later on in the show. But if you want some Shriner tickets, maybe make a couple phone calls, see if you and the family want to go to the circus next weekend. Maybe you are already planning to go to the circus next weekend. In any case, the tickets are available, 407-774-8255. Just call, give Jeff your name and address and phone number, and we'll get the tickets to you one way or the other. Okay. Speaking of tickets, we got the ticket now for the final bout in the French elections. The preliminaries were held today, and Marine Le Pen did come in first, and this fella named Macron came in second. He is characterized as, get this, a moderate centrist.
Oh, in other words, a liberal.
Independent. He calls himself an independent, but of course he will be depicted as the alternative to the far right leaning Marine Le Pen.
Yeah, no one wants to be known as a socialist nowadays.
No.
So they have to make up these names like centrist
to hide behind. And so the media will certainly be pushing that storyline for 2 weeks, then they're going to do the final election, the runoff, the general election, whatever you want, whatever they call it over there.
Well, you know, if this guy wins, the media is going to say this is the end of Trump.
they've been looking
anything to, that happens, it's the end of Trump.
Except in an odd sort of way, maybe not, because he is an outsider, never been in politics before in his life.
Yes, but that's not going to stop the media from saying this is the end of Trump.
I understand, but in fact, what happened today was an affirmation that really, either way this goes, the affirmation that the world is beginning to look at things through Trump's eyes, right? Yeah, I heard one of the, go ahead.
They're getting tired of liberalism, socialism, and our very favorite from the Middle East.
Well, and they're tired of high unemployment. They're tired of high taxes. They're tired of the burdens.
They're tired of liberalism.
Exactly. And there was even a guy in the media today who was wondering if, this doesn't affirm what Trump is doing, then, you know, what would? Because, as I said, these are both outsiders. She, even though she's been in French politics, she's known as an outsider because of the far right weaning.
Mm-hmm.
And her father was in French politics, and he was a even further out there on the right wing and supposedly scared the French public and that sort of thing. But in fact, they're sick and tired of much of the same thing we are. They want results. And that's what they were saying today in France, is that because both major parties' candidates lost.
Yeah.
Both major party candidates over there lost. So, yeah, whatever happens in 2 weeks, of course, the media is going to try to spin it in their direction. But in fact, what happened today was a reaffirmation that people are sick and tired of the same old, same old.
Right.
Which direction they'll go with these two candidates, we'll see. She is certainly much more like Trump in the sense that she's calling for closing off the borders. She's calling for being a tougher stance on immigration. She's calling for a review of NATO. Mimicking several of Trump's major campaign promises.
And the U.K.
And the U.K., the Brexit thing. And Macron does provide them with a clear choice because he wants to preserve the NATO alliance. He is not for Brexit and certainly not for France getting out of the EU.
No.
And he doesn't want to do anything to upset the refugees.
Right. Let's have the Muslims create more no-go zones.
Right.
Become more violent,
yeah.
and insist on Sharia law, and that's okay because we're French. We'll give up wine, women, and song.
So it's going to be interesting for 2 weeks. It should be pretty intense over there. Don't know if the terrorist attack the other day had an effect because Marie Le Pen was running strongly in the polls prior to it anyway. And so the good news is Le Pen won. The bad news is oftentimes what happens in a runoff election is second place ends up winning. because everybody that didn't vote for the first place person, most of them tend not to when they go to vote again. They tend to vote for the second place. They view the second place person as sort of their second place choice. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, there were 11 candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So the voters for the nine who lost, in a typical year, most of them would not vote for Le Pen.
Right.
They would vote for Macron, the person who comes in second. That is the tendency. They tend, if they're going to vote for the front runner, they tend to vote for the front runner right up front. And they don't tend to go en masse toward the front runner in a runoff. This could be different this year. And certainly if there is another terrorist attack or something like that, perhaps that could sway the election. But it's going to be interesting. Just as a side note, by the way, our What's the Score show that we did this weekend, well, Rich Jekyll and I. By the way, you coming to BizFest? BizFest is coming up May the 9th. It's almost here.
All right.
2 weeks from this week.
I need to make a note of it.
Yeah, and you folks are invited. We'll be doing a live remote broadcast for the American Adversaries, and hopefully with Aubrey Kahn there on the broadcast table. And that's May the 9th, and it's at the Orlando Fashion Square. You go to orlando.score.org to sign up for it. It's a free event, but we recommend that you pre-register. But it's going to be an all-day, all-afternoon into the evening networking event. Anyway, we do this What's the Score show that's aired over the weekends. And this week's guest was a woman from France, Belinda Brown. And she's now a coach, an executive coach. And it was interesting to hear some of the stuff she had to say about after the last election, because she was getting her clients were calling her, you know, freaking out because Trump won.
Look out. Look out. Unemployment's going to plunge.
Look out, baby. Here we come, right?
She had
to deal with family situations where one spouse voted for Hillary and the other spouse voted for Trump, and they had to get over it, right? And you had the same thing in the workplace.
Yep.
And the key was to get the people to understand that when say, a husband or wife voted for Trump and the other spouse voted for Hillary, it was because they preferred that person's politics, not because they were somehow trying to get back at their spouse. Everybody was taking it real personally, you know.
Oh, that would just sexist.
Yeah.
The you're only voted for Trump because you hate man.
Me. Yes.
You voted for Hillary because she wears polyester pantsuits.
Yeah, you got it. All right, so when we come back, by the way, she is from France, and she's going now to go to France to vote in the election, and we're going to try to get her to call in from France that night. So
very cool.
Yeah. Anyway, stick around and you can call in tonight. We'll be right back.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out. Chill out at Chill Cryo Sauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryo Sauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversaries. Love ya.
Coming up. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. We were just talking about the Grammys. The Grammys are coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just talking about some Grammys that came, one of the so-called ceremonies several years ago. Anyway, we're here. We're live. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. 407-774-8255 is the number. And right now, we're not up on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, the Rays post-game show, is the game went long today. They blew one in late innings, had it get tied up and then go into extra innings, and they lost it. So anyway, when the post-game wraps up, we'll let you know in case you want to listen on one of those other stations. All right. In the meantime, was we were talking about the situation in France. It's going to be a runoff in 2 weeks. And then they will have their new president. And not too long after that, the Brits are going to vote again. And to bolster, in Theresa May's mind, her government, make it easier for her to ease out of the Brexit, or I should say to ease out of the European Union and fulfill the Brexit, the British exit. And so we'll be certainly watching that closely as well. But once again, no matter what this, which way this goes here in a couple of weeks, this certainly indicates that in France, as well as in the United States, that the public is dissatisfied with the status quo and the people in power because they rejected both major party candidates in this election. And so no matter who wins, it will be considered to be an outsider. And if Macron wins, he's more like Trump in the sense that he's never been in politics before in his life. He's a much younger man. He's, I think, only 39. His politics are considerably different from Trump's. Le Pen's are much more closely aligned with Trump's. But she has more recently been palling up to or sidling up to old Vladdy Putin. So we'll see how that plays out. Certainly the media is going to have a field day with this one because Macron is going to be their darling boy candidate, kind of like this Ossoff kid up there in Georgia, right? And they're going to push hard for him to beat Le Pen, who, of course, is a woman candidate. Yeah, could have a woman president of France. That seemed to be a big deal at the to Hillary Clinton's voters, that seemed to be as important as anything to vote for Hillary Clinton was the fact she was a woman. You remember all that? And wasn't it Elizabeth Warren or was it old Aunt Clara McCaskill or one of them said that if you're a woman and you didn't vote for Hillary, there was a special place in hell for you simply because of the sisterhood, right? The fact that they all share the same anatomy, but so to speak.
One has to question whether Hillary really is a woman.
Now, there you go again.
I mean, Caitlyn Jenner, is that a... Well, never mind.
Yeah, that's even more confusing. All right. Once again, we'll be looking into that French situation, and hopefully we'll have somebody on the ground over there. We'll see. She does blogging, so she's got some equipment that she can do it with. So,
yeah, good.
So we'll see if we can work that out. In the meantime, of course, the media here is still obsessed with Trump winning this election in our country and doing everything that they can to spoil it for him and us, those of us who voted for him and supported him. And, of course, now they're trying to make a big deal out of the first 100 days and what has he got done in comparison to other presidents and has he gotten anything done at all? But, of course, they have spent the first 100 days, along with Democrats, trying to do everything
they can to thwart him.
To stop him at every turn. And, in fact, he has accomplished quite a bit. It was a significant accomplishment to get Neil Gorsuch on the bench.
Yep.
It was also what he is doing with regulations is extremely significant. You know, it kind of surprised me a little bit when I asked a couple of business people, you know, for instance, Jerry of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, you know, taxes, you know, he was really looking forward to taxes. And he said, you know what he was really looking forward to? Regulation relief.
Yeah,
even more so than tax breaks. And because regulations are so suffocating and they're so potentially legally threatening to you.
They are. They put so many obstacles in your way, and it costs you a fortune just to be able to open your doors.
To try to comply. And then, of course, if you don't comply,
then you get hit with fines and penalties and threats and all kinds of nonsense.
Maybe civil suits, maybe even arrested. Mm-hmm. And so this is something that Trump has made significant strides in. Even one of the I don't know his name, ABC News White House correspondent this morning admitted on Georgie Stephanopoulos' show as they were talking about how much Trump promised to do in his first 100 days, and he hasn't done any of it. And then he was talking about, and yeah, he says he's going to announce a big tax plan Wednesday, but of course there's no way it can be put into legislation and voted on this week. And of course, Saturday is the 100th day. He said, and then he sort of lowers his voice, but he has made quite a deal of strides reducing Obama regulations, and you could tell that he didn't want to really admit it.
Right.
But he, at least he was.
They didn't censor it.
At least I was going to say you could tell, and the way he changed the tone of his voice, he was sort of signaling that either they have to resign themselves to admitting this or it wasn't that important, you know, with the tone of voice. But certainly it was a bit fascinating to see him even admit that, because Trump has done a whole lot with that and he's given his, like, just Friday with this executive order to Mnuchin for the Treasury Department to review the tax code for overburdensome and unnecessarily confusing rules. I mean, that's pretty, you know, wide leeway.
Well, I also want them to only tax money once.
That would be nice.
I am getting taxed to death.
If you're an investor, you get taxed twice, because the corporation gets taxed, then you get taxed on the same money.
Let me
and
tell you,
estate
a little,
taxes
right
are double taxation.
Well, this is the thing. I had to pay estate taxes when I inherited. I put everything in trust.
And now that was money that whoever you inherited from had already,
paid taxes on.
Right.
All right. Now, I put it all in trust. So the trust has to pay taxes on the growth.
Right.
I draw money out. It's counted as income. So I get taxed again. So now we're paying in total four times on the same money.
Right.
And that just sucks.
Well, perhaps that would go under the classification of overly burdensome.
Yeah. Sucks.
Overly burdensome and unnecessarily confusing, not to mention the other thing. But it is, as I said, that the cabinet of secretaries have already a good deal of discretion, and by executive order, Trump is giving them even more and demanding audits and things like this that will require government officials to prove the necessity of programs and of rules and regulations.
Yeah, and get rid of duplicate programs. Just because one program is being run by the Department of Forestry does not mean to say that the EPA should be running the same program under a different name.
Right. Exactly. And even another regulatory agency. And then, of course, you have the FBI, that they overlook all regulations. The Justice Department, all regulations are part of their purview. So that's why, like, when the Gibson Guitar Factory got raided,
yeah,
if you saw a photograph, you'd see jackets that said IRS, you'd see jackets that said FBI, you'd see jackets that said EPA, you'd see jackets that
said... They all went in there.
They were all
They wanted to make a killing.
They all had a piece of the action, probably even some of the local law enforcement.
You know, one of the departments we do need to close down? TSA.
Well, you know, John Mike has been after that. Matter of fact, he wrote an op-ed in the newspaper just a couple of days ago after this, you know, dust-up on that, was it United Airlines?
United Airlines.
He wrote an op-ed, I guess the Sentinel solicited, because he wrote the get rid of the TSA, and then they had the other side say that it's great type of stuff. And, but yeah, it's an agency that... It's
got to go.
Yeah, and they don't do their job effectively, according to, you know, when they run tests on them. Anyway, we got to run to take a break. We'll be right back with more of the 3-Hour Classic Tour.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. French independent centrist presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron is urging national unity against the populist campaign of Marine Le Pen, his rival in the upcoming presidential runoff. In a Paris speech, Macron says that he wants to gather the largest possible support before the May 7 runoff. He praised his supporters for a campaign that changed the course of our country. He has urged hope in Europe instead of fear, a reference to Le Pen's anti-European Union campaign. For nearly 100 days, President Donald Trump has rattled Washington and been chastened by its institutions. He's startled world leaders with his unpredictability, but won their praise for a surprise strike on Syria. He's been embraced by business executives, but not always by his own Republican Party. In an Oval Office interview with the Associated Press, the president said it is a different kind of a presidency. This is SRN News.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Hello, Florida. This is Mark Merrill. You may know me in wrestling as the star Johnny B. Bad. I listen to the American Adversaries, and you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my two-day fruity.
Here comes Johnny B. Bad. Hey, my fruity. My fruity booty.
All right. That'd be Aubrey Kahn. I'd be Christopher Hart. We got Jeff Sinis on the bridge, and it shouldn't be too much longer. With that, we're now back up on OK. So welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show if you've been listening to the Rays post-game show on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. We're now up on the air there, and if you've been listening on 1520 or on your computer and you'd rather listen on FM 105.5 or AM 660, The Answer, you can do so as of now. All right, well, thank you for listening. And thank you for listening to the Rays post-game show. If you've never listened to our show, hope you'll stick around and check us out for a little while. Maybe you'll like what you hear here. All right. As I said, I got co-host Aubrey Kahn in the studio with me, Firm Foundation Home Inspections. And he'll go anywhere to inspect any home, right?
If you pay, we will go.
That's right. And you will not get a more thorough inspection than Aubrey will give you. And he'll make sure that you don't buy a lemon. All right. And we got, as I said, Jeff Sinis on the bridge. And 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll just sort of recap real quickly what we talked about in the first half hour of the show. Marie Lapin. And is it Andre? Anyway, this fellow by the name of Macron is the second place the second place in the elections last night, yesterday in France, and today, our time, I guess. But it is official. Le Pen runs against Macron. She, of course, is being depicted as the far-right candidate, and he is being depicted as he is ran as an independent, and he is being depicted as a moderate centrist. So, of course, the media, he's going to be their darling boy. He's a young fellow, only about 39 years old, never been in politics before. He is an outsider. She's considered to be an outsider because of her far-right-leaning politics. So no matter what happens next week, an outsider, quote-unquote, will be the next president of France. And they have a chance to have a woman president of France. But, of course, because her politics don't fit the women's movement, she will not be in favor of the women's movement voters. So we'll see what happens. Oftentimes in runoff elections, the person who comes in second ends up winning the runoff because most people who vote for the first, the front runner, already have voted for them and will continue to vote for them, but they don't tend to pick up as many of the other votes. So there were 11 candidates. We'll see how the voters of those other nine candidates play out. Both major party candidates, however, lost. So once again, a country is showing its elite. They are not satisfied with the way the elite have been running the show. All right. We got 2.5 hours to go in our show, and certainly hope you'll stick around for the whole thing. The government is heading up to a deadline Saturday. It will shut down if another continuing resolution or a budget is not passed. And, of course, Congress has been on hiatus for the last 2 weeks, and now they're going to come back. And Trump wants to announce a major tax cut plan on Wednesday. He's anticipating getting very close to, if not getting a vote on another health care plan by the end of the week. And St. Pauli girl Ryan, on a conference call yesterday, said that the budget, it's Emmanuel Macron. Emmanuel Macron. There he is, young-looking fella.
39 years old.
39, yep. So once again, he'll be the darling of the left-leaning media, and Marie Le Pen will be the villain, of course. But St. Pauli girl Ryan has said that the focus this week will be keeping the government from shutting down. Of course, that assumes that the Democrats don't want it to shut down.
The Democrats are going to shut it down, and they're going to do. And the media and the Democrats are going to blame Trump, the same way as when it was shut down by Barack Obama. They blamed the Republicans for that as well
in Congress.
It's,
right. It's a situation where the Democrats, once again, they have that 60-vote threshold. This is not the budget resolution, okay? This is different from the budget resolution where they're trying to get the Obamacare changes made and get those initial tax cuts made. That's separate from the bill that's being required to keep the government shut from shutting down.
Right.
So it requires a 60-vote margin in the Senate. It's going to require some help from some Democrats. And they are saying that if there's anything in there having to do with funding a wall, they're not going to have anything to do with that. So if a bill is passed without that in it, then the question is, will President Trump veto that bill? He is evidently asking for $1 billion as a down payment, I think is being characterized as a first installment, whatever you want to call it, on the wall. And of course there's a lot of squawking out there about, oh, I thought Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Aren't you going to get Mexico to pay for the wall? Well, guess what? Mexico is already paying for the wall. I'll get to that here in just a moment. The shutdown is looming, and I think that Aubrey is hit the nail on the head. I look for the Democrats to do what they can to shut the government down.
Anything to cause trouble for Trump.
For Trump and the Republicans.
And the Republicans. And they don't care about the man in the street. They never have. They never will.
And I was going to say, the American public who voted for Republicans and Trump, and I dare say a good many of their own constituents, too.
They don't care about their own. All they care about is being in power.
And selling their scripted storyline. And, of course, the scripted storyline is pre-manufactured by the media types, and they're already out there working hard on it, you know, today, and laying the groundwork that if the government were to shut down, why, who do you suppose would get blamed? And why, the response is, well, who controls all three branches of the government? Why, you got Democrats who are out of power in the White House. They don't control the House or the Senate. How can they shut the government down? Mm-hmm. By standing in the way, of course, is how they can shut the government down. Or making demands that the other side is not going to acquiesce to.
But they were right to stand in the way.
Yeah.
Because
this is an illegitimate election in their minds, and that's the scripted storyline they've been selling. So I look for this to be... Now, what the Republicans can do this week is they can probably get through a continuing resolution to put it off another week or so. But it's a situation where the Democrats are going to force the issue, and it may be a standoff. And if so, be prepared. And be prepared for the inundation of all the fake news stories, which, by the way, have been having very limited effect on Trump. Some new polls came out today, and you got NBC came out with their poll, and it shows Trump, I think, at a 40% approval rating.
So he's moved up 2%.
All-time low.
It's not going to be all-time low when it was 38%.
It's at this stage, at 100 days in, okay, which it's actually not even 100 days yet. It was like 90 when they took the survey, right? But we'll give it to them. I mean, it's a gimme. It's like a close putt. We'll let them have it, right? All right, but then ABC... Washington Post did a poll as well, and it showed his job approval rating as still underwater, but the majority of people see him as a strong leader. 96% of the people who voted for him said they would vote for him again. Only 2% said they would not. The other 2% weren't sure. But even given that, if the election were held today, Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, guess who would win?
Let me see.
You got it. Trump. Guess who would win the popular vote this time? Trump. Donald J. Trump. Now, if the poll is accurate and it tells us these two things, one, 96% of the people who voted for Trump before would definitely vote for him again. And yet the other thing that it tells us is that if he ran against Hillary, he would win the popular vote. What does that tell you about the people who didn't vote for Donald Trump?
Yeah, they're swinging. There's a swing to the right.
Oh, no, that couldn't be so, could it?
Maybe it was people that didn't vote at all.
Well, what it is telling us could be one of two things, maybe a little bit of both. And you're absolutely right. Some can be who did not vote for Trump before would vote for him now.
Yeah.
Or, and maybe also, those who voted for Hillary are so disgusted with her and the Democrats since then that not enough of them would come out and vote. Either way, we'll take it, baby. Well, especially after this, you know, mudslinging they've been doing ever since he won the election. Keep on rocking. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Make America great again. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660 The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. The American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour now coming to you live on FM 105.5, AM 660 The Answer, and 1520 WBZW. Now, you know, that was Roxy Astor, and she's one of the, pardon me, gorgeous ladies of wrestling. And, of course, we have Sunny, Glow Girl. She's a regular on Sunday nights. And tonight, a special treat, last part of the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to have Debbie Dallas. Debbie Dallas is going to do the American Adversaries this week.
Oh.
So you want to make sure
you phrased that better.
You want to make sure you tune in for that a little bit later on in the show. All right. So 407-774-8255 is the number. And, you know where professional wrestling got its start?
In politics?
No. No, not exactly, sort of. No, professional wrestling, wrestling as we know it, got its start in the circus, right? It was the shows that went around in the late 1800s.
Sorry, I should have said government. The circus.
The circus, that's right. So, yeah, you had the strong men. And oftentimes when they would come into town, they would issue a challenge. Anybody in the town who would want to wrestle them, they would wrestle them and win, you win $100 cash or whatever, which back then was big money, right? And, of course, the strong man never lost because he knew how to wrestle and would, you know, put the wrestling moves on. And so that's where wrestling got its start. And then it became its own form of entertainment in the late 1800s, early 1900s. As a matter of fact, there's a you remember the old show Kung Fu with David Carradine in it? Mm-hmm. There's actually an episode of that where, you know, the whole show is about him chasing his brother around. He's trying to find his brother. I forget his brother's name. But anyway, he barely misses him in this one town, and his brother had been a professional wrestling promoter. He owned a couple of wrestlers, right? And so Kung Fu becomes a professional wrestler. He has a brief professional wrestling career. Let's just say it was brief, but very successful. So, but anyway, it got its start in the circus. Why am I talking about this right now? Because we have tickets to the Shriners Circus, which is coming to town next weekend. That's right. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday at the Silver Spurs Arena. And they have shows on each day at 10, 2, and 6:30. And if you would like to go to any one of those shows, either Saturday or Sunday coming up, 10, 2, and 6:30 at the Silver Spurs Arena, we have tickets. Now, these tickets sell for $16 each, but we got them here for the asking, compliments of Dr. Ken Vihek, Dr. K. And so here's the deal, just like we did last year. You call us up, call Jeff on the line, 407-774-8255, and tell him how many tickets you would like, and we will send them to you in the mail tomorrow, okay, so that you'll have them for next weekend. 407-774-8255 if you want tickets to the Shriners Circus next weekend.
Jeff's in there. He's got his pen poised. He's waiting for the phone to ring.
He's waiting.
Do not disappoint him.
Yeah.
Because we will have to suffer the consequences.
Yeah. All right. A little while ago, I mentioned the fact that Mexico is already paying for the wall. And some of you might be wondering, what in the world is he talking about now? What I mean by that is that illegal immigration into this country is down and down dramatically.
It has plummeted.
Right.
Yes.
So that means people who would be coming from Mexico or through Mexico into this country to take advantage of our generosity and largesse are not doing so. So they're either staying in Mexico, or Mexico is having to stop them from coming from Central America through their country into our country, because we're going to turn them right around at the border now and send them right back. So they are having to take efforts to deal with the fact that people who would be normally leaving their country and coming here and then sending money from here back to there are not doing so. And people who have been in this country and here illegally are getting sent back. And so they are having to deal with them, too.
And some of them are leaving voluntarily.
And so Mexico is already beginning to pick up the tab by having to shell out for those who we would be shelling out for. So we are not paying. They are. I call that paying for the wall. Even though the wall is not even there yet, there is a sudden, shall we say, new realism that is tantamount to a wall. And that is, the new realism is a president who now has empowered his Justice Department and his Department of Homeland Security to actually enforce the law. And as General Kelly told old Chucky Boy Todd last weekend, he said, look, we're enforcing the law. We're not deporting people. The law is deporting people. If you don't like the law, if somebody out there doesn't like the law, they are welcome to do something about it.
Yep.
But in the meantime, we're going to enforce it as it is spelled out.
But didn't President Trump also come on the radio or his TV just this week and say that Dreamers that have been here for a while are not going to be deported. It is only looking for criminals.
They're looking for criminals, but if a dreamer pops up in the system because they get arrested for DUI, or, for instance, in the case of this one guy, I guess, who got deported, he didn't have his proper paperwork, or he'd gone out of the country and was trying to get back in again illegally. If they show up in the system, they're going to get deported, most likely.
But they're all criminals.
True. Yeah, exactly. But they are prioritizing and who they're going after. But having said that, once again, if they pop up in the system, they're fair game. So the smart thing for someone who's a dreamer and here illegally and knows it is to begin to take the steps to rectify the situation, not sit around and be scared and worried about it. Because at the end of the day, that's what they need to do anyway. So it's a situation where the illegals are in a situation where they have to make up their mind how they're going to approach it. For instance, you mentioned a little while ago, some of them are leaving voluntarily.
Yep.
Right? They may turn around and try to come back. And in fact, when dreamers do get sent out, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be dropped off on some dirt road where drug cartels are all over the place. In fact, just across the border down there, they have centers down there where people can go and begin the process of trying to get legal.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with that, right? So the whole point is to try to get everybody here on the up and up. And if it takes an excursion to Mexico to do that, well, that's
fine with me.
Yeah, well, it's sort of, they got to pick their poison, right? If they're here illegally, they got to pick their poison. It's either you go through the bureaucratic mess that Aubrey had to go through, that Pasquale had to go through, that every legal citizen in this country who came into this country not as a citizen and became a citizen had to go through. You have to go through that pain, or you can live a life in fear. It's your choice. It's your choice. It always was your choice. But now it is being made a little bit more of, let's just say the pressure is there a little bit more to make the choice. And so you can choose to sit around and wait and hope, you know, that nobody comes knocking at your door, or you can choose to try to get right with the law. And hey, if these are all law-abiding, tax-paying citizens, why shouldn't they want to get right with the law, right? They're law-abiding, they're tax-paying, why, they're contributing to our society. Okay, well, then they should want to get right with the law. Shouldn't they? And they can do that right now. They don't have to wait for immigration reform or anything like that. So, and by the way, the 11th, while we're on the subject, the 11th Circus Court, speaking of circuses again, the 11th Circus Court has an 11-member panel of the 11th. Or is it 11-member panel of the 9th? I guess it's the 9th Circus Court.
Okay.
11-member panel of the 9th Circus Court.
That's
out there in
California.
San Francisco, yes, has declined to have the whole panel hear the appeal by the Trump administration over the block of the implementation of his travel restrictions by that Hawaiian judge.
Right.
So they have refused to hear it as a full panel. So now the appellate process will go even further. The appeals process will go even further. But once again, because the psychology has changed, people coming here from those countries and other countries in the Middle East, those numbers are down.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, the Emirates airline, the airline of the United Arab Emirates, have you seen the commercials where the mm-hmm. woman's got a luxury suite on a 747 or something that she wants them to keep flying for another hour? You've seen those commercials.
Right.
The Emirates, they're cutting back on their flights in and out of the United States, including OIA down here, Orlando International, because the demand is significantly down on those flights. So it even just changing the psychology, you see what elections do have consequences. Leadership or the lack of it has consequences. And we are seeing that. And as I said, the border, it's a whole different ball game on that border and will continue to be an even more different ball game down there. And people coming to this country are suddenly thinking twice. Some of them, well, it's a shame, but you got even the bad guys thinking twice. So more power to the president. 100 days in, that means he's about 1/14th, maybe 1/15th of the way into his administration. And as I said, for the Trump administration, it's like a roller coaster ride. You know, it's frightening, thrilling, and it'll be over before you know it. All right, kind of like the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. Sometimes frightening, oftentimes thrilling, and always over before you know it. Speaking of that, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart, co-host South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn, News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin, and more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I hope you can take some more of the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour as we enter hour number two. We're live on FM 105.5, AM 660 The Answer, and 1520 WBZW. We got 2 hours to go. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Christopher Hart here with Aubrey Kahn in the studio. Got Jeff Sinis on the bridge. And in a little while, we're going to be joined by another one of our gorgeous Lady of Wrestling guests. And so we'll get into discussing a little bit of the world with her. And then, of course, Sunny, our regular California gorgeous Lady of Wrestling, will join us at 7. And Kathy Santomassino has a bunch of odd stories for us for a little bit later on in the show. And she's always putting stuff up on Facebook as well. So please double check us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And then also, of course, like us if you do while you're there. And while you're there on Facebook, scroll down, if you would, and find the Best of Orlando survey and vote for us in the talk radio category. And while you're at it, why not vote for Cafe Positano in the Italian restaurant category? All right, so that's us in the talk radio category, Cafe Positano in the Italian restaurant category, and the Best of Orlando survey you'll find on our Facebook page at American Adversaries Facebook. Okay, got Andrew on the line, and he wants to talk about something we're going to get into in this part of the show anyway, so let's go right to Andrew. Yep, Andrew, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, okay. Great show always. Right. Now, my question, let me say two questions.
Yep.
And both related to Bill O'Reilly.
Okay.
So let me say them together and to shorten things.
Okay.
One Do you think Bill O'Reilly was in fact removed because of his strong support on a very strong program to Trump?
Okay.
That's one.
Got it.
Two, the way things happened suddenly and so well organized, some brain is behind it, the speed with which this woman had this a very nice script put down, and then the New York Times releasing the information, and then suddenly the advertisers coming on, and suddenly the owner of Fox News comes on. It does bear in my mind a similarity to how Justice Clarence Thomas was attacked by Anita Hill.
Yeah.
When he was selected as justice, and the Democrats just couldn't have it.
Yeah.
And she came from nowhere just with all her allegations.
Right. So your second question would be, do I think that this is an organized effort at some higher level to pull all this together?
I tend to believe that it couldn't have happened. So
yeah,
this program is very strong.
Yeah, you're actually on
and even if somebody else was on top other than James, he would have considered all the money he's getting from that program.
Yeah.
And all the viewers that come to that program.
Yeah.
And all the power that this guy adds to Fox News.
Yeah.
And all this didn't count.
Yeah. So, well, there's a couple.
There's some sort of too much conspiracy in it.
Well, let me see if I can sort of pull the strings together as I've been able to find them out. Because there is something to what you're saying in both cases. To your first question, was O'Reilly removed because of his support for Trump? Certainly, yes. I think that did have something to do with it. But it's more broad-reaching than that. There's a number of things at play here. First of all, Rupert Murdoch, who started the empire that includes the Fox Network, is very old, and he has turned over the operations to his two sons. One in particular has taken a much more of an interest in things. His name is James Lofton. James Murdoch. His brother's name is Lofton. So it's James and Lofton Murdoch. James is the one who's a little bit more hands-on, from what I understand. James' wife, by the way, used to work for the Clinton Foundation, which adds another little wrinkle to this. But here's the situation that Fox is looking at, and in particular the company that owns Fox. They have been trying to start a network in Europe and buy into that market over there. And the European regulators have not given them permission to do so. They were up for review again, and that review was to occur next month in May. Now it is being pushed off until June, and this would be a huge deal for the company that owns Fox. Also, it has been revealed that a grand jury has been impaneled to review whether or not the corporation that owns Fox knew about O'Reilly and that settlements were being paid if the money was being paid out of Fox's money. There could have been a violation of SEC regulations because they did not disclose this in their financial statements, which they are required to release on a quarterly basis.
That's a typical left game.
Yeah, but the point is that what James is doing is he's using these various events, including O'Reilly, including the thing with Europe, including the grand jury, to begin a process of changing things at Fox. And we're beginning to hear things in the other media outlets talking about how what he wants to do now is, you know, Roger Ailes really was Fox. He's the one who made Fox what it is. And he was the first one to get run out over this stuff. Remember last year?
Yes.
Okay.
Fox News changed since his departure.
Right. And it's going to change more. And because now they're going to go after next, and they can do this a little bit more quietly without as much fanfare as what O'Reilly's situation brought about. They're going to go after the managers who Ailes put in place, the producers, the managers, the people behind the scenes at Fox. They will be the next targets. And James will be putting in his people. He will be putting in liberal people. He will be putting in people probably who work right now maybe at CNN, maybe at MSNBC, maybe NBC, ABC, CBS. There will be a different management at Fox. And then you'll see even more of a change on the air. And so there is definitely an ongoing plan, conspiracy, whatever you want to call it, to alter Fox News Network, and I would presume by association, the Fox Business Channel as well. And it's being pushed by the sons of Rupert Murdoch and, of course, everybody in New York and in Washington, D.C. is applauding him for doing it because they all hate Fox. And at the end of the day, because Fox is a owned by a corporation that's publicly traded, they're going to use that as leverage to make the changes. So so you're pretty much right on both counts. And I hope I just kind of filled in the details of how it is happening. But the motivation is strongly because of the change in philosophy of the head guy. Matter of fact, I was reading an article, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, talking about how Rupert Murdoch has given so much control over to his sons, knowing even that they disagree with him on a lot of his philosophy. But it's a family affair. So, yeah. So that's the way it's going right now. But I was talking about this during the week, saying the O'Reilly situation is one act in a much bigger play. And that play, the final scene, is Fox is not like what we know it today in any way, shape, or form. And that's what they're working toward. All right. Thank you, Andrew. God bless you. Appreciate you listening.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Yeah, 407-774-8255 is the number. And, yeah, I did want to talk about that, so it was very timely, his phone call. Because they were talking about it this morning, the other talking heads. This was on CNN, I think, the Jake Tapper, whichever one comes on at noon, I think it was. I was watching as I was eating and saying, oh, yeah, they've got a lot more to do over there at Fox. Yeah, they're on the right path, but they got a lot more to do. And they're going to push this hostile work environment argument
all day long.
And as I said, there is a grand jury that has been convened to see if they violated some of the Securities and Exchange rules by not disclosing the settlements that had been paid to these women. I believe the first settlement was paid like 12 years ago or something, wasn't it?
Something crazy.
Wait a minute, you got your mic on. You get Aubrey's microphone on? Okay, let's try it now.
All right. Yeah, I believe that's right. The complaints, I mean, it's 12 years old.
Yeah,
but it's typical liberal playbook. They raise these things and bring them up as though it's brand new news.
Yep,
and they will do anything they can to destroy the conservative media. In fact, Barack Obama did a very good job with Fox News. I mean, it's galloping to the left.
Well, it's interesting because it's the best rated cable news network. And the perception is, of course, that it's right-leaning.
But and that's changing rapidly.
With O'Reilly.
O'Reilly gone, and, who's next? They're going to bring Queen Latifah on as a talking head.
Look, they've already begun to lay the groundwork for Hannity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's next.
By the way, O'Reilly's supposedly going to be on DirecTV. We're trying to find out more details on that, but we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. I hope you'll be with us.
Did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out, chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to The American Adversaries, the best in political professional wrestling on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer, tough guy, ho!
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us here tonight. That's right, folks, it's unfortunately a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I mean, we could use a lot of rain, right?
Supposed to be rain, yeah, but yeah. Oh well.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to get, unless
oh,
maybe
we'll break out the barbecue. Oh, yeah. We got to suffer through this.
Yeah, I tell you, maybe we'll get it later tonight. In the meantime, thank you for listening to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. We have had a couple of people take advantage of those circus tickets. Once again, if you would like some free tickets, you tell us how many you want. We got a whole batch, a whole box full of them here. 407-774-8255. It's next Saturday and Sunday at the Silver Spurs Arena, and the performances are 10, 2, and 6:30 each day. And you can get as many tickets as you like, and they're good for any performance, any one of those performances. Okay. We were talking about the situation over at Fox, and it is going to be changing. There are other outlets out there. I mean, there perhaps another one will pop up on cable TV. There are some evidently rumors or indications that O'Reilly is going to be on DirecTV, which is a satellite.
Right.
I didn't know that they had their own sort of content.
Who knows?
Perhaps it is a channel that's on DirecTV. I don't know. I don't have Do you have DirecTV?
I have nothing of the sort.
No. Yeah, I don't either. And
I don't watch TV. That's my problem. I work for a living.
And somehow manage to stay informed. You must listen to a pretty good radio show or something.
I listen to a few radio shows, and I get my news from the internet.
Oh, don't say that. All right. So that situation will continue to develop, especially since there's a grand jury out there looking into this. So that's never good when you got a grand jury looking into your
business.
What I think
needs to happen is the people like Hannity, O'Reilly, maybe Limbaugh, and a few others, they need to start their own radio, their own station.
Well, maybe they will.
A truly conservative radio station or TV station. It's not that they don't have the money collectively.
Well, you know, wasn't Trump supposed to start his own network, remember? During the campaign, as a matter of fact, some people were accusing him.
They were accusing him of it,
of running a campaign just to start his own TV network.
There
or something.
You are, right.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Hey, Roger Ailes is out there. He needs a job.
Yeah, because he got terminated.
All right, so we'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, once again, if you didn't catch it earlier, Marie Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron are going to be running against each other for president of France. And that will be in 2 weeks that they'll have that final election. And we were just looking at, they were showing some video here on Fox, and they vote by paper ballot, and you take it after you vote in a booth. You vote in a booth, and they were showing Marie Le Pen's ankles as she was voting there. And she was wearing high heeled shoes too. Did you notice that?
Stilettos.
Yes, I noticed.
Open toed.
So then you take your ballot. You physically carry it over to a table, look like in the middle of the room where there's a clear box,
plexiglass box,
so you can see as you put your ballot into the box, and then they count them at the precincts and send the totals on. And it didn't take very long for the ballots to come in. So we'll keep an eye on that. We're keeping an eye on the shutdown situation. Also, the Health Care Act is supposedly very close to having the votes that it needs, and with some changes that were made to it that, of course, some people are saying are major changes, others are saying aren't really changes at all. So we'll see during the week how that progresses. In the meantime, North Korea is making more noise threats. Matter of fact, they're threatening a massive preemptive nuclear strike against the United States if that aircraft carrier group gets too close over there. They're threatening to sink the aircraft carrier.
Well, you remember the question I asked you on Wednesday night?
Which was...
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, yeah. And the answer?
Because the North Korean long-range missiles couldn't reach the other side.
That's it. So we'll see. Pretty much those are empty threats, but it shows that I think he's trying to save face over there because he got spanked by the Chinese, right?
But I don't think that the general public heard about it.
I don't think, no. Yeah, that's not for the... The general public's consumption is
he wants to tell,
and he's just being tough. Still, no, that's for everybody else,
right?
Right, that he's trying to save face for the South Koreans, for us, for the Chinese. But that he's still an unknown quantity, and who knows what he might try to do?
Yeah, he is a lunatic. For sure,
he is that indeed. We were talking about maybe a government shutdown. I think it's likely the Democrats are going to push for a shutdown, if not the end of this week, then the next opportunity if the Republicans pass a week-long continuing resolution. But they're playing a tricky game because we were telling you about some poll numbers out of the Washington Post ABC poll, which showed 96% of Trump's voters would vote for him again, and even though only 96% would vote for him again, if he ran against Hillary, he would win again and win the popular vote, most likely. So figure that one out. It also showed that 67%, fully two-thirds of the people in this survey, supposedly representing the rest of us, guess which party they think is more out of touch with the American public.
It has to be the Democrats.
It is. But you would think that the illegitimate presidency of Donald Trump, they can't get anything done. You would think that all the blame would accrue to them. But in fact, no. The blame is going not to the president. It's going to Congress in general. And when people are queried about who do they think their values line up with more in Congress, it is the Republicans more so than the Democrats. So the Democrats are playing a dangerous game, and all I can say is play on, play on. And oddly enough, the one guy who seems to understand is Keith Ellison, the deputy head of the DNC, because he spoke this week and he didn't make any friends in the Democratic Party when he revealed that Barack Obama shares a great deal of the responsibility for the predicament that the Democrats are in right now.
As a matter of fact,
most of the responsibility.
Of course. I mean, he's had 8 years in which to ruin the party.
And he did. As Ellison put it, he was very good at getting himself elected, but not so good at getting
everyone else.
Exactly. And that's left them.
There's a void right now, which they're trying to.
Right.
They're trying to fill.
Right. And that's part of what that kid Ossoff was about.
Right.
Up here in Georgia. Right.
And if he wins, then of course, again, the media is going to be there. Trump is doomed. It's the end of Trump.
Right. And the Democrats are finally finding their footing again.
Yeah.
But it's getting harder and harder to hide that the Democrats have their own problems. Nancy Pelosi was asked about it this morning on, I forget which show, I think it was the Chucky Boy Todd show. Anyway, she was asked about Tom Perez. Tom Perez has been going around, you know, with Bernie Sanders last week or so, giving speeches around the country, and he tends to get fiery, as they call it, you know, give these fiery speeches. And they showed a speech that he gave last week where he was chiding the Republicans, talking about how they had a simpler tax plan or something like that. And he said, no, to me, it's not a simpler tax plan. It's a SH.
One R T.
Yeah, yes. EER tax plan. Just add IER to that nasty word. It is that word, EER tax plan. And no, this was on Fake the Nation. And the question to Nancy Pelosi was, do you think this is the right tenor? Right? You know, you criticize Donald Trump for his language, and first of all, he says, well, it's not the same thing as Donald Trump, but you should ask him about that, not me.
Well, of course.
So it's delightful to see that the Democrats are having a harder and harder time of hiding their dirty laundry, right? All right, we got to take another break. When we come back, we're halfway through the 3-hour Sunday evening classic tour, but I hope you'll stick around for the other half. And don't forget, Armed American Radio with Mark Walters follows us at 8 and takes you till 11. A lot of great radio still to go right here tonight.
Second best program
on Sunday night.
Sunday night.
We'll be back.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Partial official results from France's first-round presidential election show centrist Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen in the clear lead. With 76% of the votes counted, the Interior Ministry says that Macron had 23.3% of the vote and Le Pen 22.7%. They're followed by conservative candidate François Villon with 19.8% and far-left challenger Jean-Luc Mélenchon with 18.8%. Five people, including three children, died in a Sunday afternoon house fire that engulfed a single-family home in New York City, spreading to other houses and injuring other neighbors. The fire broke out Sunday afternoon shortly after 2:30 p.m. in the Queens Village neighborhood of Queens. More details at srnnews.com.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax.
relax in comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and Relax and Comfort.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL
and on 1520 The Biz.
If you can take it.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. We appreciate you listening out there tonight. We've had some more folks take advantage of our Bahia Shriner Circus ticket offer. These tickets go for $16 each. And you can have as many as you like. And all you have to do is give us a call. We'll trust you to just give us a number, the ones that you will use. And you can't resell these. I wouldn't say, don't even need to say that. But anyway.
We're talking about conservatives here.
Yeah, I
okay.
know. Talking about our listeners.
Our listeners.
All right, Saturday and Sunday coming up this week. And that's going to be performances at 10, 2, and 6:30 on both days. The tickets are good for any performance. And once again, if you would like some tickets, call us at 407-774-8255. Give Jeff your number you would like and your information, and we'll get them to you.
You know, this is much like budgeting this, Chris.
Yeah?
Because if we don't get rid of all these tickets, Dr. Ken will not give us a new allotment next year.
That's right. All right. Yeah, we got to
get rid of them.
We got
all of them.
Ticking them out. That's it. That's
we don't right. want a reduced amount for next year.
That's right. Yeah, I got a kick out of it was revealed a week or so ago that the White House is not going to be releasing its visitor log, right? And the media is all up in arms about that Trump is not going to continue the precedent. Well, they finally revealed today who set the precedent.
Didn't Obama not release his?
Well, in fact, Obama is the one who's, quote-unquote, set the precedent.
He set the precedent.
Right. Okay. Of releasing the
visitors' logs of the people he wanted released.
Pretty much, yes. So it's this is ridiculous. You know, once again, what the media will do to try to, in some way, disparage Donald Trump or somehow bring him down. By the way, we're just talking about North Korea. They have detained another American. What he was doing there, I don't know. He was there for about a month, and he was getting ready to leave the country, and he has been detained. And they do this over there. They'll detain someone for taking something out of the country that they deem contraband or whatever. I think there's now three Americans being detained, including the one that was arrested or held today. I think one of them was going to take out a poster or something, and one of them was arrested because they were found that they had a Bible. But we'll see, you know, how this plays out with Trump being the president now, right? Because once again, it's a different environment.
Do we have diplomatic relations with them? No,
we do not have an embassy there. We work through the Swedish
right.
embassy. Correct. Yeah. Okay. Frank is on the line. Let's take his phone call. Frank, how you doing?
Hey guys, how are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks, man.
Okay, I want to set the table for your listeners before I say what I want to say. But for over 200 years. The rule in the Senate, the filibuster rule, was, if you ever seen the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, the old Jimmy Stewart movie,
right.
That was what a filibuster was. You had to stand up and keep talking until you ran out of breath.
Exactly.
Okay. And that was over 200 years. That was the rule in the Senate. Okay. Now, about 40 years ago, they changed the rule, and they instituted this closure rule where they had to have 60 votes in order to bring the vote to the floor, and then all you needed was majority, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, the number one villain in the United States, and he needs to be called out, is Mitch McConnell, period. Okay? He came out the other day and he said, well, I'm not going to change the filibuster rule because I don't want to fundamentally change the Senate. Well, that is garbage, okay? Period. It's garbage. It's BS.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell is at best spineless. At worst, and what I believe, is he's corrupt, okay? And the people that own him, okay? Now, he had to invoke the nuke option for Gorsuch. Okay, and because he realized that if he did not do that, the backlash would have been tremendous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So he had to throw us a bone, and they invoked. But look, let's be clear about this. If the Democrats were in our position right now, that 60-vote rule would be gone, period. Okay? And they would ram their agenda down our throats. Now, it would be a simple matter for Mitch McConnell to change the rule back to the way it was for over 200 years. And then all we would need is a simple majority in order to advance our agenda. That's correct, isn't it?
Yes, it would be if they changed that cloture rule. Because
they could still
do the filibuster, but they would physically have to do it.
See, would be the classic type of filibuster.
Right. See, they could have even done that with Gorsuch. They didn't do away with the filibuster. They did away with the cloture rule.
Thank you.
Right.
So this idea that it fundamentally changed, look, McConnell's corrupt. Trump needs to call him out. He needs to say, and Trump won Kentucky 65-35.
Yeah.
Okay? So he needs to appeal to the people of Kentucky. He needs to explain from the bully pulpit what I just explained to all your listeners.
Yeah.
Well, see what I'm saying?
I wouldn't put it past him if push comes to shove. I think is his reasoning right now is, let's see what I can do without pushing these guys too hard. In other words, both McConnell and Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let's give them a chance. Let's see what they can do. If they don't produce, then I'll put it on them.
I hope you're right.
And because he, right now, he's not the one that people are seeing as the problem here. He's the one who's being seen as trying to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
And Congress in general, Democrats in particular, but Congress in general, as being the obstacle in the way.
Well, sure, and the way that the House handled the health care bill originally, they were kept saying, well, the rules in the Senate. Look, the rules in the Senate are none of their concern.
What they're saying is the rules as given. And see, what they're trying to do, too, and I can see the logic of what they're trying to do, is get this done through budget reconciliation where you don't have to go down that path. You already have what you need to do it. They just can't get together and do it. They have, with the budget reconciliation, there is no cloture rule.
True.
You only need the 51 votes. They have what they need right now. And so it's a matter of just getting it done. And they started off behind the eight ball because evidently they didn't have everybody on board, as you talked about, the rollout. And so they've really pushed themselves now back up against the wall, where they may lose, because this budget reconciliation, the two in a row opportunity is rare, and it disappears here in a couple of weeks. If they don't get it done, they can't use the budget reconciliation for last fiscal year. They can only use the one for the upcoming fiscal year. So
if we had leadership in the Senate, which is fine.
Then
none
you
of
might
this,
see
none of this would be an issue.
Right, but exactly right. But if that that happenstance comes about, then you might see Donald Trump begin to lay the responsibility and begin to push the people in the Senate hard and say, okay, well, that was just, okay, so it's gone now, so let's get it done anyway, right?
I hope it does, because the number one villain in this country is Mitch McConnell.
All right. Okay. You know, maybe we should do, I think there's a contest in there somewhere, Frank. I'll suggest it to McBath, the number one heel. All right. God bless you, Frank.
You too, brother.
All right. Thank you so much.
But you know what? I've been saying that about McConnell for how long?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I call him the poodle.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's actually
a nice guy, but he's not a leader.
Well, he's a pretty savvy guy, but you're right. He's not strong in the leadership. He knows the rules. He knows the business of the Senate.
Well, he's been there forever.
He's not a leader.
He's not a leader.
All right. Well, anyway.
And then, you know.
St. Pauli girl.
He's not a leader either.
Yeah, well.
We've got people that know how to be opposition party. We don't have people that know how to lead.
Well, that's true. Well, they're being shown how. We'll see if they can learn.
Well, you know, because old dogs, new tricks, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. By the way, you know, next weekend is the Shriners Circus, but there's something else going on that you might want to get involved with, and you can do this and the circus too, because you can choose your performance that you want to go to on the circus. But Saturday morning at 10 a.m., there's going to be a rock and walk fundraiser for the Tears Foundation. And I hope you heard our guest earlier in the week talk about the Tears Foundation. This is an organization that helps families who have lost children and cope with the financial burdens as well as the psychological burdens. And so it's an excellent organization. It's called the Tears Foundation. You can find out more about them at thetearsfoundation.org. And register, please, for the walk by going to crowdrise.com/Orlando Rock and Walk. Or just show up at the Secret Lake Park, 200 North Triplett Lake Road, Castleberry. Secret Lake Park. Don't keep the secret, though. Show up at Secret Lake Park. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries and a gorgeous lady of wrestling, too, maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Hey, y'all. This is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660. The Answer. These guys pile drive liberal baloney.
And have a good time doing it, too. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour coming to you live on FM 105.5, AM 660 The Answer, and 1520 WBZW. Aubrey Kahn, Christopher Hart in the studio. 407-774-8255 is the number. And, of course, every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, pardon me, we have Sunny. That is, of course, our California gorgeous lady of wrestling. And she has, she's introduced us to a number of her cohorts, or professional wrestling mates, shall we say. Anyway, let's talk to another one right now on the line. Uh-oh, I hear her coming. Here she comes. It is Debbie Dallas. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Thanks.
Awesome.
So, first of all, who's the better wrestler, you or Sonny?
Well, let's put it, I'm not going to go with who's the better wrestler.
Yeah.
I've been wrestling much longer than Sonny.
Yeah.
How many times? Who beat who the most?
Well, we never wrestled. We weren't on the same season.
Oh,
I was season one.
Okay.
I was originally hired to train the girls after they worked with Mondo, and I was the in-the-ring trainer for them. So I trained for a couple of months, and then I got my character, Dallas. Matt Simbert saw me walking down the hallway one day. We just got back from a county fair, me and a bunch of the girls, and I bought myself a little straw cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And we're back at the Riviera walking down the hallway, and Matt Simbert saw me, and he called me over to him, and he said, he goes, Debbie, you look really cute with that cowboy hat on. He goes, you should be Dallas. So, and I became a Dallas.
All right.
Oh, well.
Trainer. So I was doing
cool.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you could have been on the cast of Dallas, right?
I sure could have.
How'd you get into pro wrestling?
Pardon me?
What brought you to it? What made you want to do it?
I was dating a wrestler. It was Jay York, the Alaskan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've been dating for a couple of years, and a promoter, Carl Lauer, needed a lady wrestler.
Oh, yeah, Carl.
Because somebody had backed out of a match, and he needed a girl that was going to be ready in 2 weeks. So Jay says, I'll have Debbie ready, and I got a crash course.
No kidding.
And the rest is history.
Wow. Are you sorry? Are you any regrets?
Oh, no. No, none at all. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I do a lot of traveling, met a lot of people. I mean, it was fun.
Are you still active?
Oh, I'm not wrestling anymore, no. No, I'm a grandma now.
Well, so I mean, who was the longtime women's champion WWE?
Would that be Fabulous Moolah?
The Moolah, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she wrestled for a long time.
Oh, yeah, she was a tough old bird, too.
Did you ever meet her?
I sure did. I got to work with her.
You did?
Yes, I did. I got to wrestle her in Las Vegas for, I believe it was a Ladies Legend Wrestling group. I can't remember the name of it.
Right.
Many years ago. And
didn't she, like, go... I'm sorry. Didn't she like go undefeated for a long, long time or something like that?
Yeah, probably. I probably. You know what? I wrestled, but I didn't watch wrestling, so I really couldn't tell you.
Is that right?
I never watched it.
Yeah.
I never watched my own wrestling.
Is that right? Well,
nope,
are you going to be watching the Glow series on Netflix? I think it is.
You know what? I think I want to check it out and see how you know close it is to what really happened. I'm curious, yes.
Because actually what y'all did with Glow, that was pretty groundbreaking stuff, right? I mean, this was a man's business prior to that for the most part, wasn't it?
Oh, it sure was. Yeah, it sure was.
What did I mean, were the expectations higher that you had to make this really work, or were the expectations that it wasn't going to work at all?
Honestly, what I thought, you know, because, I mean, this was the first, as far as I know, the first female, all-female wrestling league.
Right.
That anybody had heard of.
Exactly.
And I really had my doubts at the time, the first season. I said, oh, this is not going to go anywhere. This is not going to do anything. And I was really doubtful. And, I stayed the first season, and then I left, because I had a five-year-old son at the time. And I just had too much other things going on. I left, and it went on for three more seasons, so four seasons total. And here it's, what, 30 years later?
Yeah.
And we've got, I think we have more fans now than we did then.
Yeah, that's Sunny is constantly talking about her fans, and of course, you guys now do these cruises and things.
Oh yeah,
That's a good idea. And now this Netflix thing, and of course, we'll see how true to life that it is. But
yeah, it brings an attention to us. If nothing else, it's going to bring more notoriety to us girls. Maybe make the cruises bigger, the afterglow.
Right.
You know, our fan base is just getting bigger because of it, I think.
Yeah. And the amazing thing is, I mean, you've been an inspiration to a lot of young girls. But you got a lot of, maybe it's not so surprising, but you got a lot of men fans as well still.
That's true. I think we started out with a lot of men.
Yes. Yeah, wanting to see the cats fight, so to speak.
Right.
But as I said, it was a groundbreaking thing because it has been a male-dominated form of entertainment to this day. But you know, the WrestleMania event was just held here in Orlando a few weeks ago, and several stories ran in the local newspaper about how the women's wrestling in the WWE is beginning to take on a new stature, a new degree of importance, if you will. And they're seeing more and more young girls who are fans of wrestling. Surprise you
That's
at all?
Awesome.
Surprise
That's
you
awesome. Though? It doesn't. No, it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, I mean, because girls can do anything boys can do, and a lot of things we can do better. You know, and that's just one of the things that people never assume that women are going to take off doing wrestling.
Right.
And to have a league of just women, that was really rare. I don't think it's been done since, has it?
No, not that I know of. Certainly not on that scale.
Right. So, yeah, it's time. It's probably time for it to happen again.
Yeah. Well, perhaps you'll be a trainer again, right? Would you ever do that?
Well, you know. Oh, I could still do that. Yeah. I sure could.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the wrestler that you were dating at the time?
Jay York. Okay, the Alaskan.
Yes.
I don't know if you have to look him up. He's he was an actor and stunt guy. We were together for about 9 years. He recently passed away. Probably.
Oh no. Yeah.
Oh, 18 years ago, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
He was an older gentleman. He was older than me.
Yeah.
And he had a rough life, but. It's so good.
All right.
He's gone.
Yeah. By the way, do you have a Facebook page or anything where people can visit you there?
Yes, I do. I have Debbie Glow Dallas on Facebook. I recently named it. I had to change the name because they threatened to shut me down because I didn't have a regular name on it. It was just Glow Dallas.
Okay.
So I had to put Debbie in front of it.
Debbie Glow Dallas. Got it.
Debbie Glow Dallas, yes.
On Facebook. All right. So,
right. I don't have Twitter or Instagram. Well, I do have Instagram, but I haven't figured out how to use it yet.
Yeah. You sound like me. I just sent out, this is a big announcement here, folks. I did my first tweet all by myself yesterday.
You're braver than me. I haven't even attempted that yet.
I feel like I just graduated kindergarten or something, right?
Now what we got to do is get you to set up voicemail.
How do you do that?
One step at a time.
That's it. One step at a time.
That's right.
Did you say you had children? You did, didn't
yep.
you?
Yes, I do.
Did any of them get into pro wrestling? Did they have any inclinations to do that, huh?
No, my youngest son wrestled in high school. He was really good at it. But
was he? Yeah.
No. Well, I do have a daughter. I do have a daughter who's graduating next month. She just had her senior ball last night.
Yeah.
And she's 18, and she would be great in the ring.
She's
gorgeous.
They knew that you wrestled. They know that you wrestled, though, right?
Oh yeah, but it's nothing to them. We're not a big wrestling family. We don't ever watch it, like I said.
Right. Wow.
But she does think it's kind of neat that she can Google her mom, though.
Really?
So that's pretty cool.
How many high school girls can do that? Right.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
My mom can beat up your dad.
She's used that line a few times too, I'm sure.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. So it's Debbie Glow, and that's GLOW. Debbie Glow Dallas on Facebook, all right?
Correct. And Debbie spelled DEBI.
Oh, just one B. Okay, DEBI.
Yes.
All right. Yes. I'll make sure because we'll put that on our Facebook page too. Link up to you. Do whatever we have to do there as well. So
awesome. And I'm going to be advertising. I just got some t-shirts made up.
Oh, you
so
did?
I'll be selling those on my Facebook page.
Okay.
And at the CAC here next weekend.
Oh, you're going to Las Vegas for that, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course. The Glow Girls are being honored. I would not miss it for nothing.
That's right. Yeah. Sunny's been telling us about it. She's real excited about that. And
yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say, this is my second time being honored by the CAC. I'm very proud of that. I'm sure, and I'm in a very small group of people who have been honored twice.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. Yeah, our friend B. Brian Blair is a big part of that organization there. Yeah, he's a regular on our show as well.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, very smart, too. Yeah, you know, we generally, our show, we talk about the news of the day, politics, news, things of that nature, entertainment. But one of the things that I use as a tool to describe what goes on in the political world is I liken it to professional wrestling. That politics is a lot like professional wrestling. You know, you got a lot of the same elements. You got the good guys versus the heels element of it. You know, the good versus evil type thing. You got sometimes the treachery, the backstabbing that goes on, the strange bedfellows. The scripted storylines. I mean, you pretty much got it all there. And so we have always had a special place in our heart for professional wrestlers.
Oh, that's good. That's awesome.
So anyway, we got to take a break here in about a minute. And then we're going to have Sunny join us. So I'd like you to stay on the line so we can have both of you on for 5 minutes or so. And then we'll let you go and then talk to her for a little while.
Okay. I'll wait right here.
Okay. All right. So Debbie Glow Dallas is where you can find Debbie on Facebook. And we appreciate you being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to do it again in the not too distant future.
Exactly. Or maybe I'll see you on the Afterglow Cruise.
Hey, now that would be cool. That would be really cool. Yeah, that would be really neat.
We have so much fun.
That's what we hear. Yeah, we're jealous. we're feeling like we're missing out on something here. All right. Well, listen, you stay right there. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you'll stay right there, too, so you won't miss out on the next hour of the show. Coming up next, once again, we'll have Sunny join us, and we'll have two gorgeous ladies of wrestling at one time. Look out. We're the American Adversaries coming to you live on FM 105.5, AM 660 The Answer, and 1520 WBZW, and we'll be right back with more of our Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government. A confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart, co-host South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn, News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin, and more. Now, sit back and enjoy The American Adversaries.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're already in hour number 3 of our 3-hour classic tour. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries, and I've got a new toy that I'm going to bring out in a little while. All right. You want to stick around for that. Got Aubrey Kahn in the studio. Now got Kathy Santomassino in the studio with me, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. And we got a couple of women on the line who take it and dish it out. That's because they are pro wrestlers. They are gorgeous ladies of wrestling. And, of course, we got Sunny, our gorgeous California, gorgeous lady of wrestling, Patricia Summerlin. How you doing, Sunny?
I'm doing great, Chris. Hi, Aubrey. Hi Kathy.
There.
And hey, Debbie. What's up, girl?
Yep, we got
Hey, Trisha. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm
awesome.
Doing great. So excited to see you next week.
I know, me too. I was laying out getting some sun.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get that sun next week. Yep.
Remember, we like pictures, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Tell everybody, in case they've forgotten or new listeners, why you're being honored at the Cauliflower Alley Club meeting.
Well, we're at the Cauliflower, the CAC reunion. After 30 years, as Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, we're finally getting the Ladies Wrestling Award. And it's about time. But thank you, Brian. I'm so appreciative for it.
What's that, Debbie?
I said they're finally recognizing us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of this has to do with Sonny pushing for it, right? And B. Brian.
That's right. I didn't let off. Now I got another mission for a couple other wonderful women wrestlers that paved the way before us. I'm on that mission. So Brian's going to be running from me at the end of the CAC, I'm sure.
Yeah. Speaking of wrestlers who came before you, women wrestlers came before you, probably the most famous one was the Fabulous Moolah. And
yep.
We were talking about her briefly in the prior segment. Do you think that, I mean, it must have been really tough for her in those days, being an all-male business. How did she become a wrestler? Do you know?
I don't know how she became a wrestler. I know she had a wrestling school, and she managed many women wrestlers who graduated from her school.
Yes, that's what I know. And I've heard good and bad about her. I mean, as of late, it's amazing what people say. And, you know, that's the business, though. I guess you're never going to hear 100% good.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, there's many, you know, that need to be recognized in our business. And I'm very thankful that we are. But now there's many more to be shown, you know, because women are great in this business and forevermore, and they continue on, you know, and it'll continue on hopefully for many, many more years.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it. It's a basic form of entertainment for human beings.
Right.
You know, it's that ultimate struggle, one-on-one, so to speak, and good versus evil. And it's got it all. So, was there any one time when you were wrestling in GLOW, either one of you, that you thought that you would be talking about this 30 years later and that a TV show would be made about your TV show?
No, I had no idea. In fact, you know, like I said, first season when we were doing it, we didn't think it was going to go anywhere. We thought first season was going to be it. It was going to be a, you know, hit and miss. So I was really surprised when I found out that it went three more seasons after that, because I never watched it. Like I told you, I never watched it.
Right.
So once I left, I didn't hear anything about it, you know, and I didn't know it went on for four more seasons until years later.
Well,
where we're different, because I was in the third and fourth season. So for us, you know, we toured the states, you know, the Midwest and the Mid-South states on a tour, but we got the whole thing, to my understanding, where you guys, the first season or second season, did not have that. So
no, we didn't. We didn't have a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd like to say it was good, and we were fortunate. And now, hey, I know we're on Netflix, coming out June 23rd is the series, and we're all going to be standing by to watch it curiously. Our GLOW documentary is on there now. And continually, you know, is playing on Netflix, to what I understand. I am not in that as well. There's a match of mine in it that's a glimpse of, but just because of my daughter's accident, I was not able to make it for that documentary. But from what I hear, it's, you know, people are loving it, and that's important. I mean, you know, publicity is publicity. Whether it's good or bad, we're out there, and that's the way I see it. You know, and this
that's
is our
right.
year, Debbie. We're shining. GLOW is
that's
going
right.
wrong. And I've got some more
that's
good
right.
news that's coming out. And Roxy and I have a meeting at CAC, but the next cruise is going to be awesome. Plus, you guys are going to throw us a big party, right, Chris?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You got that right. All right. Well, listen, Debbie, thanks again for being on the show, and we'll do it again, okay?
So you're very welcome. Thanks for having me, guys. You guys have a great rest of your day.
You too.
You do the same.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Love, and I'll see you soon in a week.
I'll see you guys at CAC, and whoever I know see at CAC, I want to see on the next Afterglow cruise.
You got
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. Take care.
All right.
Love you, girl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So when do you get to Las Vegas? Are you going to be there next Sunday night?
No, early Sunday. I'm telling my daughter we're going to get up at the crack of dawn, and we're heading up to get there by noon in Vegas, because it's about five and a half hours
drive for you guys.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. And so you'll be checking in next week from the CACs.
I sure will.
All right.
From the Gold Coast Hotel.
All right.
I might put you on live, and you might have some great people there that you might recognize, like Wade Olson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, I'll give him the phone. They can say hello. And, he's there every year, and he's going to be near and dear to us. We're all looking forward to meeting him again and a lot of the wrestlers, a lot of fans. And I'm so excited. You know, this is it. So
good.
We went shopping yesterday. In fact, I had to go get another new dress. So, I had to get a J-Lo dress too.
A J-Lo?
Not a bikini dress, but J-Lo. Got to give her props. I love her new clothing line. Way to go.
Oh, you said J-Lo dress. I thought you meant a certain kind of style, but she has her own clothing line.
She sure does.
Oh, okay.
She rocks it herself, and I just got the shirt. I did not get the bottoms because I don't have that booty that she does.
Not many do. Not many do. Listen, I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about with you, but I want to kind of divert away from that because I saw as I was coming into the studio that Aaron Moran?
Aaron Moran had passed away. Yes.
Yeah.
We're very saddened by that.
Yeah, she was Joni Cunningham, wasn't she, Happy Days?
On Happy Days.
Right.
Yeah, we grew up watching her, and it's a tragedy, but, you know, she's from Los Angeles.
Well,
and
I was going to ask her.
She was in Indiana for quite some time, but she's had heavy drug use, guys. I mean, the girl was a partier.
Yeah.
I don't know it to the end. They said it's unknown yet, but she had lost her place. She was in a mobile home in Indiana, and I guess she had been kicked out as of last and just really struggling, going through hard times. And as you know, childhood actors, either they make it or they break it. And it's unfortunate for her, but she couldn't get out of the tailspin.
Yeah. She started her acting career at 5 years old, evidently.
Yes.
And
the hit on Happy Days, she was 14.
Right.
Yes.
And then she went on as the co-star of, the Chachi. She was...
Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, which she was really reluctant to do. She wasn't happy in doing that. They pretty much forced her. She was not happy. And it didn't last but a year. And I love Scott Baio. You know, at one time, I did a movie with Scott, but they had a relationship, you know, and it was a kind of interesting relationship. I'm waiting to hear from him. I've heard from Henry Winkler and his thoughts and condolences and stuff. But,
right. Yeah,
it's very sad, you know, because it's 56 years old. That's so young.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, you know, a lot of us
lose people we know and that we grew up with and watch them on television. And
I was gonna say, for a lot of us, that Happy Days show, I mean, that was a big deal.
Yes.
Right. And,
yeah. Well, I didn't miss a show. I loved it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I can still remember most of the episodes.
Yes.
But yeah, I was saddened to see that. And then I got to the studio and I had not checked my emails all afternoon, I must admit. And just shortly ago, I checked my emails, and I was shocked and saddened to see this. Of course, you know Luann Roxy, right?
Yes.
Her daughter took her life, her own life.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to read you what I got from Luann just earlier this afternoon. She says, Chris, my daughter Christy ended her life this morning. She was almost 38, leaves two preteen boys. If you can muster a prayer for them, I would sincerely appreciate it. Not only can we muster a prayer, but we ask for everyone to please pray for the Roxys. The boys' names are Jesse and Travis. And the Roxys are...
And I talked to her. God, this just makes me sad.
I'm sorry to break it to you like that. I didn't mean to. It is very sad news. They're great folks, and they've been a part of our show for a long time now. And our condolences and our just all of our regrets and sympathies go to the Roxys. And
absolutely, many prayers. I just spoke to her the other day, and I love her and Ed.
Yeah, they're
people, and they've gone through quite a lot themselves. I'm just shocked by this. Oh my gosh!
I couldn't believe it. I had to read it three times before it really sunk in what I was reading. But once again, our hearts and prayers go out to Luann and Ed Roxy and their daughter Christy, who took her own life, and Christy's sons Jesse and Travis.
Absolutely, it's got to be those poor boys. Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Lord.
So anyway.
Wow.
Well. We'll leave it there for this week. And,
I think that about does that. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, may the Lord be with them right now and give them strength. I just seen her through another thing we were talking about because, she had her and her husband were worried about San Diego, that they had this weird homeless guy that was going to attack them, and they managed to get out of that and safe. And I said, thank God, Luann, because, Ed was right there. They were getting in their vehicle, and this man approached them, and they hurried up and got in their car and got away. And they said, we prayed really hard, it's just, wow, I'm just shocked.
Yep, we are too. Shocked and saddened by it.
Yes, very, very sad news.
All right. Okay.
Well, thank you, Chris.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Say goodbye on this show, and I'm going to actually reach out to them right now.
All right. I thought you might want to.
My condolences and prayers.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
We'll talk to you
at
the CACs next week. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard us talk about Roxy Pacifics on this show for a number of years, and it is that time of year again where you really do need to have this stuff. But all that aside, these are really great folks. They are dedicated to Roxy Pacifics because they see the benefits and the relief that it brings to people. And look, they're not getting rich doing it, but they are, let's just say they care about their fellow human beings. They've been huge fans of our show. They were Trump supporters before it was cool. They'd go out on the highway up there with a big old Trump, and just stand there and people would wave at them. People would shoot birds at them. But, they're just great folks, and just real sad to see this sort of thing. So please include Ed and Luann Roxy and the two children and the daughter, Christy, and your prayers, Jesse and Travis. Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll come back. By the way, you can find out more about Roxy Pacifics at skinfix.us, and they are linked up on our website. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversary Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out, chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option,
you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Hey, this is the AWA's illustrious Johnny Stewart. You know, when I'm driving around Orlando in my new Porsche, I listen to WORL. It's the answer, FM 105.5, AM 660. Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries Show. You know, it's like political professional wrestling. And if you people in Orlando don't listen to it, I'm going to take the silver spoon out of my mouth and I'm going to bash you over the head.
And we don't want that to happen. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, our condolences to the Roxys. Terrible, terrible situation there. In the meantime, it is Sunday night, and it's time for some odd stories from Kathy Santomassimo, diva.
Definitely hard to follow that, but hopefully humor will take us through the next hour of our show.
Laughter's the best medicine.
Well, Bill O'Reilly got axed last week from Fox, and Tucker Carlson is the new host. Guess who will be Tucker's first guest tomorrow night, Chris?
Bill O'Reilly.
No.
Who?
Caitlyn Jenner will be interviewed tomorrow.
Caitlyn Jenner?
The Fox News host first night.
Caitlyn Jenner.
In Bill O'Reilly's ad time slot.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes, yes. Let me finish. Let me tell you what they're going to be talking about.
Go, whichever.
Jenner will appear on the 8 p.m. telecast of the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show. They drop the factor. And the Olympian and Keeping Up with the Kardashians star will discuss President Donald Trump and the current divide in American politics. Fox News on Wednesday announced that Carlson would move from the 9 p.m. to 8 p.m. slot, taking over the primetime leadoff spot from the O'Reilly Factor. The network officially parted ways with O'Reilly last week amid a sexual harassment controversy. O'Reilly had been critical of Jenner after the Olympic gold medalist, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, came out as a transgender woman in 2015. Pardon me for this, but from the waist down, he's a he, O'Reilly said on his Fox News show at
the
time.
That's what I keep
saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Claiming that Jenner would not be a woman without having gender reassignment surgery. Now, Caitlyn has stated that last January she got axed, metaphorically speaking, of course.
No.
When the last remnants of Bruce were removed in surgery.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
That's
not one
what
minute.
Caitlyn Jenner has said to the press.
I don't believe it. Not one minute.
No.
All right.
Because there's more to just axing it. Right? I mean.
Well, yeah, it's reconstructive surgery.
Right. And you don't do that in 1 or 2 days.
It's an extensive. You'll have to take that up with Caitlyn herself.
I don't want to take nothing up with Caitlyn.
Well, yeah. Carrie Kaczynski dreamed of being a mother to a large family from the time she was a small child. So when doctors told her and her husband, Craig Kaczynski, that they couldn't have children naturally, she was devastated. Then fate intervened. In July 2013, an acquaintance who was several months pregnant contacted her on Facebook to see if she and her husband wanted to adopt her baby. They agreed, but didn't find out until later she was actually expecting twins. Adeline and Kenna were born on February 28, 2014. The following year, the same woman reached out to them to say she could no longer care for her other set of twins, JJ and Cece, so the couple welcomed them into their family as well. They were also born on February 28th, but in 2013. Then last year, Carrie gave birth to twins via in vitro fertilization on February 28th.
Sounds like a baby factory.
There is never a dull moment in my house, she says, laughing. It's such a wildly improbable, statistically nearly impossible thing to happen. They still can't even believe it sometimes, she says. And none of it was intentional. All three sets of twins were born by emergency C-section, according to Carrie, who resides in Yorkville, Wisconsin. Isn't that bizarre?
You know what would have been even more bizarre?
What?
Is if those three sets of twins had been born on February the 29th.
Well, yeah, leap year, yeah,
that,
right?
Yeah, that'd still only be one
every
year apart.
Years.
No, four years apart.
Four
no,
years.
1 year apart.
Why? Oh, okay. All right. Very funny.
Okay, that was a trick question, right? Well, did you hear about the baseball-sized spider that has been found in an abandoned mine in Baja, California? According to scientists, the spider, a new species called Californicus cacahillensis. The acronym was named after the Sierra Cacahillas mountain ranges, where it was first found. Researchers add that the spider is venomous, but only flexes its fangs for digesting food. Can you picture a spider as big as a baseball?
No, thank you.
That's frightening. Well, yeah. All Jack Reynolds wanted for his 105th birthday was to ride a roller coaster. Reynolds of Chesterfield, England, became the oldest man in the world to ride a non-inversion roller coaster. He was enthralled as he took the record-breaking ride with his 56-year-old daughter, Jane. I was amazed, really amazed, Reynolds told Good Morning Britain following the ride on the Twistosaurus at Flamingoland Theme Park in Malton. He was also surprised with a birthday cake bearing 105 candles, ooh, only two of which were lit, of course, and blown out by the great-grandfather. According to Guinness World Records, his roller coaster ride was all in an attempt to raise money for a local air ambulance charity. Reynolds' record-breaking roller coaster ride is actually his second Guinness title. Last year, at 104, he became the oldest person to receive the first tattoo. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, just months before his resignation on Friday.
I wonder what his tattoo said. Probably said mom.
Probably had his age tattooed on there. Well, just months before his resignation on Friday, Florida State Senator Frank Artiles unseated Democrat Dwight Bullard with an aggressive $1 million campaign in a district that favored Democrats. But the long list of expenditures filed with the Florida Division of Elections by Artiles' political committee, Veterans for Conservative Principles, also raised some questions. Why did the committee hire a former Hooters calendar girl and a Playboy model with no political experience as consultants?
To raise money. I mean, how stupid can you be?
Were the payments related to a trip to the Kentucky Derby or perhaps a fishing tournament in Key West? What was the more than $51,000 in reimbursement to Artiles for? Heather Thomas, the former Hooters calendar girl and waitress at 101, a restaurant and bar in Tallahassee, was paid $2,000 between March and June of last year. The expense report lists the purpose as consultant. Her friend Brittany Singletary is a waitress at Stetson's on the Moon in Tallahassee. She was paid $1,500 with three checks covering three of the same dates and listing the same purpose, consultant. Artiles' political consultant David Kustin refused to comment on why they listed the expenditures as consultants. You don't have a leg to stand on to be asking these questions. There's nothing there, he said. He referred questions to the committee's treasurer, Tallahassee lobbyist Dave Ramba, who did not respond to requests for comment. He noted that Artiles, the chair of the political committee, would not be commenting.
I'm not commenting either on that one.
I mean, they're there, they're consulting on how you raise money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, how difficult is this to understand?
Uh-huh.
It sounds a little suspicious to me, though. I mean, obviously they were
good-looking women. If you get a Hooters girl with a sign that says, homeless, need help, on the side of the road, I guarantee you she'll make about $100 an hour.
She'll get many offers for rooms, a place to stay, too, while they're at it, right?
Yeah, well, but...
All right. You know. We'll take a break. We come back. Kathy's got some more odd stories for us, and we got another half hour to go at the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. Please do stay with us. And don't forget to visit us on Facebook, American Adversaries on Facebook, and scroll down, please, and find the
Best of Orlando poll.
Best of Orlando, and vote for us. We'll be right back.